Here we are, looking at screens. Same as I do at home. Why would I go to a party and look at screens? I'm faced with the screens that are not working, which is your fault.
Shut up.
Sort it. And I'm looking at a screen where we're watching the data rate, the hits on the servers flashing across.
Oh, no, big ones now. Oh, look at that. Big.
That must be people hitting your boo.
Do you think it is? Do you think people are listening to my boo?
And who are you?
I'm Robert Llewellyn.
And you've just posted,
a boo
so that we can see it visually.
Yeah, so we can see it. I wanted to see
You're going against the audio dream here. You want a picture.
I need a picture, otherwise I can't believe anyone's doing anything. And there's some big fat bubbles coming out now. Oh, look at those.
How do you feel about not necessarily knowing how many people are listening to your content? Because working in television, you get viewer ratings, you know.
Well, you do, yeah, but you don't, though, because that's complete guesswork. You know, so when they said... You know, when you do a TV show and they say 2.8 million people are working, it's between 1 million and 5.
That's about I'd rather think 5.
Yeah, yeah, of course. But then, you know, for doing online video, I know exactly to the last one how many people are watching it, which is
pretty good.
Well, it's really good, and it helps when you show people who might sponsor the show, and you go, look, that's how many people watch it. I'm not lying. It's not as many as I want, but it's more than I thought.
Yesterday was the first time I actually saw stats of my audio boost, because some guy... should I mention his name? Hacker type out there. Not right now. He sent me a link enabling me to see my hits because people are now getting into the API and having a play around.
Right.
And I thought, wow, this is what's going to be the shape of the future. And I was actually amazed at what people found interesting. So maybe you will be like, maybe I should do more of this.
Yes,
less
I know.
Of this.
Well, it's very, I mean, certainly that YouTube has taught me that. You know, I do something I thought was terribly clever and funny and witty and a breakthrough thing and would appeal to young people.
Everybody ignores it.
8 people watch that one. Then I do a really boring, depressed, middle-aged man moaning on about politics.
Oh, we love that.
You get 7,000 views in the first minute. And then if you slag off Top Gear, which is obviously the way to go, I got 80,000 views in 2 hours.
Really?
So I slagged off Top Gear. Yeah, it was a bit of a shock.
People passing around the office. And that's a lot of hits in a short period.
I got a lot of hate viewing.
What happened when you had your accident? Was that
was bizarre because someone...
Did you think this will make good content?
No. Someone had tweeted it overnight somehow. And I don't quite know
how. Because you hadn't told anybody
straight
away.
No, I hadn't told. I didn't know. I couldn't pick up a... I was out of a tree, you know, when I was knocked out. So, you know, I wasn't exactly sitting in the car going, what a fantastic opportunity. Let me tweet this. Hang on, I'm actually unconscious, you know. So when I was taken to hospital, and I was fine. I was very lucky.
The first thing you did when you woke up?
No. Well, when I woke up, you know, no, it was about the 10th or 20th thing I did. But when I woke up, and I did check my Twitter account, and it went, are you okay? You know, it was like 400 messages.
Oh, my God.
And I went, how the hell? Who did... And I know my wife, you know, the only people who knew, really, were my family and, you know, the neighbours in the village. And I think it's just someone who was passing, saw the
word
or something. It just
around.
Got out. So maybe the policeman. I bet he was a Twitterer. He was ever so nice. I kept cuddling him when I came out of the car. I've no idea why.
You saved my life, man.
Yeah. He was a very nice policeman.
So has it changed your driving style?
Well, I mean, I was a fairly timid driver anyway.
Do you have all your kit set up?
Because I'm No. I was just going to work. I mean, I didn't have. I had anything I had with me was my laptop and a massive hard drive. Massive hard drive, perfectly all right.
As you do.
Laptop bent in half.
Oh no!
Yeah, so I got a new one.
Did you get the hard drive out of it?
Yeah. I didn't lose anything. Thankfully. No. All the way around, I was very lucky. I mean, except I lost my car, which has been very good. But you know.
So what do you? I mean, are you sticking to Priuses? Or?
I think so. I mean, I'm sort of helped a bit by Toyota, so it makes life a lot easier.
Oh, fair enough. No choice then, really.
I don't want to go into details just yet.
No.
There's nothing formal, you understand.
What about now?
Oh, now it's kicking off. This could be because we're looking at the screen now and there's all kinds of hits kicking off. Either someone said something very exciting or Twitter has decided to work because it's up and down.
It's really not.
Do you actually, does it affect you when Twitter stops working?
Are you that
much
of a Twitter?
No. I mean, I don't think I've... I think I can remember two occasions where I realised, it's not working.
Yeah.
But then I did something
else.
It's
days like this when I'm trying to connect and meet up with people.
Now I am working on here.
Ah. So this is the iPhone...
That's the iPhone with the 3G.
3G. I've got the 3GS now.
Oh,
I've just upgraded.
I'm
kind of feeling it. It's not bad at all. I haven't noticed any difference on the audio boost, but the photos you take with the audio boost, much better.
Yeah.
That's gone so quick. We've been talking for... But I don't have to think about time, so should we talk over 5 minutes just to make you jealous?
It's not fair. You can do that.
Right, I'm going to take another sip of Pinot Noir. Here we go. Of course, I should be sipping Guinness, what with it being 250 years. Oh, I see the world flashing before my eyes.
It should.
Here we go. It looks like it's working now. Wow. So I'm looking at a screen with Google Maps in its 3D glory.
There's no sound, so it will just jump between them. It was supposed to go to one, play it, and then jump to the next one, but it kind of... there's no.
So what's happening is the Google Earth is actually flashing from Boo to Boo as Boo is created. Wow. So you can stalk people in proper 3D Google goodness.
So good.
I'm looking at a house on a street where someone's talking about coffee and wine. Now I'm crossing the continent. Someone's
Chucking in Chuck. He's in America somewhere. He's near
definitely
a big,
America. It looks like Milton Keynes.
Oh, there's one now. There's someone over in.
Oh, now we're in.
Photo focus update has just
bit moved. More corporate.
Oh, we're not meant to say who's doing.
Oh, look at that! Big house.
I'm thinking I'll put their name on the end of it.
Oh,
it's not very helpful.
We've got a hacker mess.
German lessons test.
How many booze must be out there with test in the title? I think yours even said test.
My first one said test.
Boo-boo test.
I think I actually remember it.
Test three, there's another test coming up.
Oh, man.
This is such a rip-off. Where'd you get this idea from?
Who are you?
Oh, I'm the fella who has already made this, but on a different address.
Ah! Actually, this is Colt Seavers.
If you look at mine... it's
not the actual guy from The Fall Guy, but... the creator of Audio Booth.
Really cool.
So if you haven't found Audio Booth, you should check it out. There's some amazing... I know him. Is that where he lives? That's Benjamin's house. That's how very, very strange. Right, well, we're going to get back to what's going on. We're going to be drinking some drink and talking some talk and probably booing some Audio Booze. Have a good night. Have a good evening, everybody. Take care.